Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The AARP survey found 1 in 4 Americans say they may never retire. I know that organizations like the Salvation Army, they are trying to find volunteers, especially elderly volunteers. What's the situation as far as getting volunteers, especially older people, to help you guys out?
Right. Well, the Salvation Army depends heavily on our wonderful volunteers to do the work that we do. We could not do all the many things that we do without them. Last year, we had over 2,000 volunteers that gave more than 10,000 hours of volunteer hours to the Salvation Army right here in Buffalo. Their contributions are invaluable to the work that we do and in supporting the community. We have a large demographic, or varied demographic, of volunteers that serve with us. Many of our volunteers come through corporate engagement, various companies. Sometimes they come in groups or individuals representing a company. In that case, that actually assists us, I think, in some respects in having people in the workforce longer. But we do depend on many of our retired individuals of the community who help with some of our specific programs, like our food pantry and even in our family shelter. It's not surprising to us that people are making the decision to work longer. We know every day we see that families and individuals are struggling to cover basic needs, housing and health care and transportation and even food. And so delaying retirement is not a surprise to us. It's an unfortunate situation, but not terribly surprising to us.
How concerned are you that down the road in a few years, as more people decide to work, and maybe 1 in 4, according to that survey, again, saying not retiring, how concerning is it that it may be more challenging for the Salvation Army to find volunteers, especially older volunteers?
It is concerning to us to make sure that, as I said, we can't do what we do without them. And so we will have to be creative in our approach in recruiting individuals to come and work alongside of us and just find new ways to do that. Reaching out, as I said, we do have varied demographics of individuals that come, some very young individuals, as well as those that are in their retirement years. And so it will have some impact over us, I believe, in the next few years. And it'll be on us to really find new and creative ways to adapt to that and bring in individuals to come alongside.
And what efforts do you anticipate the Salvation Army plan on doing in the next few years to try and get more people to volunteer?
Well, we advertise our volunteering in many different ways. We have various events that come up, and so through our committees that plan those fundraising events, they will reach out to the community looking for volunteers to support the events. We have ways of promoting our programs and services, particularly at Christmas time when we canvass the community looking for our bell ringers or those who will come and help with our toy distribution and food distribution. But all throughout the year, we have many different opportunities. We have lists of things that people can do. They can give us a call at any time. We can talk through that. We have so many programs and services that we can find a place for just about anybody who wants to give of their time back to the community to come and work with us. We would like to say that here on National Volunteer Month, how grateful we are for those in the community that support the Salvation Army and give of their invaluable time to us as volunteers. We celebrate them and we appreciate them, and we just are so grateful for all that they do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.